Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour now on the DJV program. How do you do? Welcome to another hour of important conversation, intelligent conversation. Well, for the most part, can't promise everything, but it's pretty serious stuff that's going on now, and so we'll dig around into Jennifer's not here in this hour of the program. It's Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug with a focus on the shots, the vaccine, who's getting them. Martha Stewart got hers and made a big deal out of it on social media. That was kind of, I think that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. The administration, Victoria, apparently is no longer going to hold back second shots of the vaccine. I didn't realize that. This is kind of confusing because I thought that, I thought this was the states who were saying this sort of thing and not the feds.
So what happened is that the from the federal level, each state has gotten an allotment of the vaccine based on your state's population. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're seeing California, New York, New Jersey, we're seeing the more heavily populated states, Florida, getting the larger numbers of doses. However, now this is something that a statement that we have not heard in a while. So the Trump administration and the incoming Biden administration agree on something. And so last week, Joe Biden said, as soon as he is sworn in, that his administration is going to not hold second doses of the vaccine. They're going to release all of them. And so now the Trump administration, the Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, told reporters that in the next couple of weeks, the government is going to do the same thing that Biden was talking about, and they're going to release all of the vaccines. They're not going to hold that second dose for each person. So they want, basically, they want everyone who's 65 and older to get their vaccinations as soon as possible. So that's where they're starting. I think that's probably where we should have started maybe from the beginning, but every country has been dealing with it differently. Each state has had a different level of priority. Depending on where you are, Alex Azar said that states who are not doing a good job of getting these vaccinations out, they're going to start to see themselves losing the number of doses available. So if you are in one of those, you know, highly populated, densely populated states, you may end up getting pushed back on the line. So it just really depends on how efficiently your state is being run. I know California apparently seems to be a mess. And so California will probably see themselves losing some of those doses that have been allocated already to them. The other big story that obviously we've got a lot of stuff going on politically, but the big story surrounding the virus is that scientists are now learning more about these new variants of the virus of COVID. And as we know, you know, there are different variants of popping up in different states and in other countries that are much more contagious. They're not more deadly.
Yeah.
We'll have to make that
not
clear.
Not at all. Yeah.
Not well. Here's the thing: we're now averaging over 3,000 deaths per day, and now with this new variant, they said that things that were considered moderately risky, like airplane travel, are now being bumped further up into more of a high risk category because these variants are so much more contagious. They anticipate that we're going to get to an average of 4,000 deaths per day
trust those numbers. I don't.
This comes from Johns Hopkins. This is not from the World Health Organization.
I don't really care where it comes from.
The COVID tracking project is. I mean, the deaths are the deaths. So
I don't believe them or not, they're there. I don't believe. Both the doctors that are on this program both have serious questions about, and they don't agree on a lot of stuff either. They both have serious questions as to how the accounting is being done and why the numbers are where they are and what happens. Most people don't realize that hospitals are being reimbursed by the federal government according to how many people die in their hospital from the COVID. So they can cook the books, they can come up with different...
I actually don't think that's happening anymore with the revamping of the CARES Act and the way that the new funding is going. I don't know that... That was something that did happen in California. We know that happened for a fact because, you know, Jen's fiancé works in healthcare. But, you know, I have friends who are doctors in New York and they're signing death certificates every day and they're not saying anything is COVID unless it really is. On the administrative level and on the doctor level, I don't know. That's kind of overblown.
If the new strain is not that dangerous, then why are more people dying?
I didn't say it wasn't dangerous. I said it's more contagious.
Ken has said that it is. Well, it may be more contagious, but it's not lethal to the extent that the first rounds. This thing is now mutated about 24 or 25 times since last year when we first became aware of it. And as with each mutation, it become less deadly. So what I want to know is if the numbers.
But we have more deaths than we've ever had.
But why? Why are there more people dying? If this, I want to know where the balance is here. If in fact we believe the doctors who are on this program and others who tell us that it is it's much more contagious but much less lethal, then why are more people dying? According to the records, anyway, that's the question. Excuse me.
Well, I think part of the problem is, you know, we lost a family member in April, and they labeled his death as a pulmonary embolism. We now know later on he donated his organs, and after they tested the organs, it came back that he actually had COVID, like all throughout his body. But his death certificate does not say COVID; it says pulmonary embolism. And a lot of that happens with these blood clots, aneurysms, embolisms. They're the comorbidity factors are high. So I think it is confusing. There is no clear-cut answer as to what the accurate number of deaths are. From the beginning, you know, my doctor friends who are on the front lines in New Jersey, New York, and Alabama, they've all been saying that the deaths are not being accurately reported because people are saying, oh, it is a heart attack, or it is an aneurysm, or it is an embolism, and it actually turns out it was COVID was what spurred that on. So I don't know.
Round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. Meanwhile, a lot of doctors are warning about not necessarily the COVID, but other viruses because
that's another thing to deal with.
Yeah, right. The suppression of every common respiratory and gastrointestinal virus beside the coronavirus, the virus trackers are seeing a lot of different types of things that are surfacing here. And I guess the theory is that because of all the shutdowns, mask wearing, and a lot of other protocols, the spread of the viruses like influenza A and B and all these other influenza viruses, human meta, who's your nose, I can't even pronounce some of this stuff.
Well, it's pneumonia
Right. They all appear to be circulating lower than they ever have before because people are doing... You know,
Well, for the most part, yeah, I think people are wearing masks and they're staying away from other people. People are washing their hands more. Basic sanitary things that helps you to, helps prevent getting a lot of these viruses. But especially for the flu, I think it's two-part. There was a huge push for everyone to get a flu vaccine this year. We know that for months leading up to it. Everyone said, you have to get a flu shot, you have to get a flu shot. More people did. So I think that's part of it. But I also think the other part of it is just the general sanitation and mask wearing. I mean, I don't even know anyone who's even had a head cold since May?
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we'll go on. The virus is connected, obviously, to our economic reality. What happens if the $2,000 checks come out? And what about those of you who are like me in this small business world? The PPP applications for round two are around. Good luck to you if you can get your banker to understand. Mine hasn't figured it out yet, but we'll work on that, maybe give you some helpful information in that department. Don't forget our download at DougStephan.com. No cosmetic fillers with the vaccine. There was a warning on that in our conversation that you can hear in the download. There's a new television show with John Stamos, or it's about him, I think, Victoria, right? It's not he's not starring. It's about his days as a star on a
General
soap
Hospital.
Opera.
Yeah.
We talk about Ken Jennings becoming the first replacement host for Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. And then we have Vincent Jenna, the psychic, talking about what to expect for this year in part. So that's the latest DJV download available at DougStephan.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2-4-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Yes, indeed. 17 half the hour on the DJV program. So, if you are in the mood to get a $2,000 check from the government... Actually, it looks like it'll become a part of the Biden administration as soon as he gets in. But the analysis,
the Republicans are now on board with that. Rubio is really be out in front and center pushing for $2,000 checks.
He's pushing to get into 2024.
Right, exactly.
But hey, look, you know what?
If it ends up helping the average American who needs it, it's fine.
Yeah. So then there's the PPP application. Now, how many people remember, I talked a lot about this because I have a small business and I applied and I got some help from the government the first time around, the Paycheck Protection Program. That's how Victoria and Jennifer got paid, as it turns out, for a couple of months. And so they've opened up another round for certain lenders. So now... if you are in certain categories now, the community financial institutions are being told they want preference for economic empowerment people, people of color, people who might not have had as good a time as the rest.
First round didn't get anything in the first round.
Right. It was the first round was just like a crapshoot. There were no rules and it was a mess. Now it's been more refined. So broadcasting has been cited. There are certain categories, certain companies, certain types of businesses that are being more helped more, if you will, under the circumstances in this CARES Act. Agriculture is one of them, and broadcasting is another. If you're in order to be included in this, if you're a veteran, nonprofit veterans organizations, tribal businesses, housing co-ops, sole proprietors, that's, independent contractors, that sort of thing.
They were totally left out. Self-employed people were completely left out in the cold. I know that it was a rush to get stuff going, but, and agricultural co-ops, everyone does CSAs now. That's a big thing. They were left out. It was really kind of a mess. And then, unfortunately, we saw a lot of those headlines, how many people, how the huge organizations got millions of dollars. It was a mess.
It was a ripoff. It was an outrage, frankly. But it did help some people. I did get a little help, and I think it was good. Jennifer's company did as well. Under the circumstances, it's okay. And, we'll go to the next round and learn some more about how to do this. 21 after the hour, we're in a teaching mode here on the DJV show.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now. It's social media time. In this hour, every hour of the program, we spend some time with Jay Kirshner helping us understand what your thoughts are, what you're sharing with us on Twitter at DJV Show and Instagram as well, facebook.com/DJV Show. So Nicole Kidman seems to be attracting attention. What's that all about, Jay?
Well, she's been cast to be Lucille Ball in an upcoming film, huh? Being the Ricardos with Javier Bardem, and people are not here for that.
Yeah, she's going to be Lucille Ball?
Yeah, I love Nicole Kidman. I think she's an amazing
actress. I love her.
I do, too.
I'm sure there are better options to someone to play Lucille Ball.
And Javier Bardem? He's the creepiest villain.
He's
the
bad guy.
Best, most delicious villain.
Maybe it's going to be, maybe this is going to be.
Wasn't he the bad guy in the last James Bond movie? I think he was.
He's the bad guy in every movie. So maybe he, I can't picture him like, you know, Babalu.
Lucy,
or
I'm home.
Right? And what's great is actor Valerie Bertinelli even retweeted the story saying, hey, Deborah Messing was robbed. Another user responded saying, I'm just choosing to believe she was not available. Of course, Deborah Messing got in on this and retweeted with a comment saying, oh, no, I'm available, guys.
I'm available.
And, you know, the thing is, Deborah Messing has already proven herself as Lucille Ball because there was an entire episode of Will and Grace in this new incarnation of it, and the whole thing is it's a spinoff, like a spoof of I Love Lucy. She was phenomenal. Like, she's doing the conveyor belt with the chocolate, and she was incredible, and it wasn't like a caricature. It was, she just genuinely got into the role of Lucille Ball. I don't know. I think Nicole Kidman can do a lot of things. I don't think she would take on the role, obviously, if she was going to make a mockery of it.
Yeah,
but I do think Deborah Messing was robbed there. That's too bad.
Yeah, she was already in the remake of Bewitched. I'm here for the Deborah Messing route. Let's do that. Right. Let's change that. Can we go to change.org and sign that petition?
Sure, why not? All right, how many people are ready for Girl Scout cookies? Maybe that's a good question. Are you buying Girl Scout cookies? Home delivery is available. You know, you used to be able to. The girls would come to your door and knock on it, and then you'd meet them sometimes. I remember the farmer's market here in Framingham. We'd have the Girl Scouts out there, and they'd be at churches, and they'd be down at the town hall, and they'd be all over the place, and you'd buy them there oftentimes. But now they're not doing the direct stuff, I guess. So maybe there's a question here as to what your favorite Girl Scout, say it again, Doug. There it is. Girl Scout cookie is. What about it? Thin mints? Are we, how many have you got? Do you know, Jay, how many different flavors there are? I don't know what. I like the lemon ones. And
I can't even remember. And I feel like all the flavors, when I was a Girl Scout, they were called one thing, and now they're changed. Like not peppermint patties, peanut butter patties, and then they became tagalongs. Don't they have something else now?
Yeah.
Well, they've had Samoas. Those are my favorite. They've had them forever. The thin mints, of course, are also really popular. I think they have like a snickerdoodle, and then I think last year they introduced the new lemon shortbread one. That was there's a new flavor, and I thought it was maybe lemon from last year.
Yes, that was. That's right. You're right.
Yeah, I think it's good you can order them online because, like, I don't know any Girl Scouts, so I would order them online and support the organization. But if you don't know a kid who's a Girl Scout, or if you're not working in an office environment, usually the dad is like, all right, everybody, my daughter's selling cookies.
Right.
If you're not in the office, you know, or if you don't know someone, you know, who has connections to Girl Scouts, I think it's good.
All right, so, Jay, why don't you post this? Samoas, thin mints, peanut butter patties. Thanks a lot. I don't know what those are. What are those? I don't know. Thanks a lot.
I don't know.
Brownie. There's all kinds of, there's a new, flavor here. Let's see. I'm trying to find what the, I guess maybe they call it, you said tagalong, which was something else before.
Yeah, there's I think they changed the peanut butter patties to tagalongs at some point.
There's a Yoplait yogurt Girl Scout cookie flavor apparently as well. So maybe we list the Girl Scout cookie flavors and see which ones are going to be the most popular. How about that for
excitement?
Yeah, I like
it. Huh? Join in on this. Facebook, yeah. Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show.
28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is dreaming common in dogs? You know, just like people, dogs do dream. Dogs, however, tend to dream with more action and for shorter times than most people. Many dogs will move their whiskers and their lips and make licking and chewing motions as they are actually dreaming. They may paddle their feet almost like they're running. Their eyelids may also twitch, and you may see their eyes moving back and forth rapidly under their eyelids. Some dogs will actually vocalize, making little yips or howls. Some people have seen these behaviors when their dog was dreaming and thought there was a form of a seizure. If a dog is dreaming, he can be easily awakened by calling his name or patting him on the shoulder. I often wonder what they're dreaming about. Sometimes I see smiles on their faces, and their feet are going, and their eyes are moving. It's kind of like they're chasing that rabbit or rolling around in their own field of dreams. Dogs do dream, and if they've had positive experiences, I have to assume they have positive dreams. But sometimes dogs will have nightmares. Then it's up to the guardian to be really, really gentle. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The success of Janet's meal prep business is keeping her from keeping up with customer appetites.
Paleo Prep Meals, this is Janet. Yep, you just reheat. But we actually have a wait list currently. Oh, can you hold on one sec?
She needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump on account of incitement of insurrection. The tally, 232 to 197, was mostly down party lines, with all 222 Democrats and 10 Republicans in the House voting to impeach. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been charged with willful neglect of duty that left the city of Flint, Michigan with lead-contaminated water for a regional outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in 2014. Snyder and others were scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. No governor in Michigan's 184-year history had been charged with crimes related to their time in office. Former 2020 U.S. presidential candidate Andrew Yang on Wednesday said he will run for mayor of New York City as a Democrat in this year's elections. Yang attempted to become the Democrat Party's nominee for presidency last year with a pledge to create a universal basic income that would pay every American $1,000 a month. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now that President Trump has been impeached by Congress for a second time, what happens next? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now in the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Trump is the only president in history to be impeached twice.
Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is out today. You know how I am about the Chinese involvement in our country, our government, our business. So the Consumer Electronics Show, which is viral this year, Victoria, I think there'll be more. Although
virtual,
we have our tech.
Yeah,
what did I say? Viral? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Virtual. So that means that people are able, I don't even understand how they can handle the traffic, the number of people that want to see what the gadgets are, what's on display, what's new, that sort of thing. There have to be tens of thousands, if not millions of people that want to get into that. How do they do that technologically? Speaking of the Consumer Electronics Show and all the focus on technology, how the heck does everybody get into that?
Yeah, have any I don't idea? Know. I have no idea. I don't have any friends covering it in the tech world, so I'm not sure. I've been reading recaps, lots of, you know, the usual video games and some smartphone innovation, things like that. But, I don't know if they've been doing it like Zoom. I don't have a pass to it. It's not, you have to pay for it, so
I
don't know.
You have to pay to get on, so maybe that limits it. But the big story, as far as I'm concerned, is like twofold. The big story is the Chinese and how much of the technology that's there, that's on display, how they have bought their way in, put push their way in, worm their way in. They have done things in cooperation or collusion with Apple, for example. Apple's very proud of how many phones they sell. They make them. I guess they're not going to make them there anymore, but they sell. Their biggest market is China for their phones, not America, but China. And so now, also, what happened at the in the first day, an announcement from General Motors crowing about a sale of millions of cars, electric cars, being sold to China. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't, but I know electric cars are a huge focus this year. There are different brands. Sony has an electric car that's on display right now at CES. Yep. There are other brands that, you know, that are not that familiar. Fisker Ocean, which is not like a household name, but they have a brand new electric car that actually, which is kind of cool. They have a solar panel roof, so you can actually be charging your car as you drive around. And
Do you want to know what else was?
7,000.
Yeah, what else was announced?
What?
The Chinese government is going to, they announced that they're going to buy, they've placed the largest order for the 737 MAX. They're going to buy. Now, you talk about getting into our shorts, in a manner of speaking. We've always crowed about, I use that term twice, maybe I'm getting too close to the farm again. We've always talked about, Boeing has been the largest exporter in terms of dollars of any American product. More dollars are spent buying Boeing airplanes around the world than any other product. Food, doesn't make any difference what it is. Made in America, the Boeing plane is it. The Chinese tried to make their own plane, and it was a colossal failure. They don't talk about what happened. Remember, was it a couple of years ago we were talking about them producing a plane? They bought an Airbus, and they bought a 737, and they took them apart, and they tried to create their own plane to compete with the 737 and with the Airbus, and the planes, they made two or three, and they all crashed. They didn't, but nobody, that doesn't get out of China.
With Chinese people probably don't even know that. The way that they control information.
So is this I guess the question might be, is this a kiss-up to Biden? Because they announced it now, they could have. I mean, they waited for CES. Are they waiting? Did they wait for the moment at CES, or did they wait for the moment that Biden's going to become the new president, so that he sort of gets credit? Because the Chinese were angry at Trump for being tough on them. It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. But they have, Boeing kept making the 737s even when they were grounded for the past 2 years. Well, they stopped about 4 months in, but they still have 400 of these planes on the ground and no takers.
Yeah.
So apparently the Chinese made a fabulous deal with Boeing to take many of those planes off of their hands. So this was, I guess you could consider this what, jobs for America or business for America. And one of the things that goes with it, which I also find is, remember I said a couple of days ago, wherever it went, when there was a big to-do, the news media completely misplayed that crash of the 737. It was a 737-500, and the ignoramuses are trying to equate Boeing's problems with a 737. Those 737-500s were made 25 years ago, so there's no connection at all to the 737 MAX. But it's
more bad press for Boeing.
Yeah, it's not good press for them.
Yeah,
so this changes the press a little bit for Boeing, but also for American pilots. I think I said this the other day. Many of the pilots of these planes, and Bob Kay, whose son works for Delta, I think he corroborated this somehow or other. I forgot what he said exactly, but the American pilots that go over there to fly the planes, they'll go over for like a month at a time, and they'll fly, the usual routes and stuff, and then they'll come back here for a month. Instead of doing it the way we do domestically, you're on 4 days and you're off three. That's what a lot of, pilots, that's how their schedule works, depending on the length of their trips. But a lot of American pilots are going over there, a lot of them on furlough here. That's one of the other things. I guess the question here is, do we trust the Chinese? Do we cozy up to them? Here are jobs for American pilots that have been furloughed. Go over to China and fly the 737 MAXs. It's a way of us getting rid of or Boeing getting rid of a lot of 737s that they had no market for. And then the Chinese can say, well, look, see, we're not your enemy. We're your friend. We're buying all of your planes. We're hiring American pilots. So who's going to, and then they talk about, we're going to buy all of these cars from General Motors over here, because they can't make a car to save their soul either. They can't make planes and they can't make cars. They can't make anything. They can steal stuff and reproduce it. But even with the planes, they tried to do that and they couldn't do it. So, but meanwhile, they have the biggest economy, arguably, in the world. So what do we, you know, how do we approach this? I find it, as I think about, you know, not wanting to do or buy anything from China because of the virus, are we going to forget that the virus, which has created mayhem around the world, may last for 2 years? Are we going to forget about that? We're just going to say, oh, you know, it's one of those things. Let's sell them more of our stuff. I mean, I want them to buy a lot of stuff from us. I want them to buy a lot of agricultural products. And that's the other thing. They didn't announce it at CES, but last week, the Chinese government announced that they were going to buy like 3 billion tons of grain from America, from American farmers. So is that, you know, I'm wondering how they're trying to play this. I guess that's my question. Here for us all.
I think that they saw a discount.
Yeah.
I think they took advantage of it.
Right.
They know that the rest of the world is kind of is anti, you know, the Boeing MAX, the 737 MAX, so I'm sure they got a pretty good deal on it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they got a fabulous deal. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely got a fabulous deal. But it is tough. I don't want us to forget about where the virus came from, what these people have created in the name of trying to screw up the world. You know, they're not going to take a rest from this, but they know they can't do some things, and America can do some things, so let's kind of make nice. They didn't want to make nice with Trump because they don't like him. So now, you know, all these people who say Biden's got to deal with his son and all that other stuff, I don't know whether that's I've never seen anything that really convinced me that it was anything more than influence peddling. Not that it was, not that it's right, but I never got into the conspiratorial end of it, and I'm a great conspiratorialist. So where there's smoke, there's fire. Speaking of that, there is more information about these police officers who were involved in the death of George Floyd, plus the death of a police officer in Florida that we ought to talk about here as we continue on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here's the story of Derek Chauvin. Remember him? The police officer who was filmed with his knee on George Floyd's neck and now he's been charged with murder. Apparently, they decided, the judges have decided to try him separately from the other three police officers who were involved in that case. So I think that's a good idea, frankly. It ought to be. Yeah. I don't think these other three guys, his name is Quang and Lang and Thao, they didn't do what they ought to have done, but they didn't put their knee on the neck of this guy and kill him. So it should be two separate trials, I think.
Yeah, anyway. I think so, too. I'm happy about this. This technically it has really nothing to do with the guilt of any of these officers. This really is just about preventing the spread of COVID in the courtroom. And the judge said he didn't realize at first how many attorneys and how many people were going to be in the court defending these guys.
I think they can say that, but I think there's a lot of noise locally there, about what they really want to do to this guy. They kind of want the guy who's responsible kind of is out. They're going to hang him out to dry, literally and figuratively. Meanwhile, a Florida police officer was killed in the line of duty the day before he was supposed to be retiring. He was chasing some suspect, and the suspect turned around and intentionally crashed into his cruiser, killing him. So this guy was 30 some odd years in law enforcement. There are stories like this, not necessarily police officers, but I remember when I was a kid, there's a fellow who used to be a bus driver in my community. Everybody loved him. I remember his name was Burns, and he was slated to retire. And the day before his retirement, it was a Thursday. I don't know why I remember this so vividly. But his bus got stuck, and he got out of the bus with all the passengers and was trying to push the bus away from the snowbank that it was in. And in doing so, he had a heart attack, dropped dead day before. Now, you think about those sorts of things, and you wonder about people ask questions about spirit and God and, how is this fair and, all of those kind of questions that we can't answer. The questions to which there is no answer. And you think about it. But here's this guy. He was 90 minutes before he was supposed to retire. I mean, that was the last day. 90 minutes before his shift ends, he's chasing this guy in his cruiser. Hillsborough County, Florida. I don't even know what this guy did, frankly, why he was chasing him around. I didn't get that. Those things, when you think about life and what goes on, and all of us get so worked up about a lot of things, and yet that's a big, for me, that kind of story is a big story. It really, it is. It's something, it's just time for us to sit down and think about the impact of what's going on in our lives. Speaking of that, one of my favorite focuses is NASA, and apparently their next mega rocket, the rocket that goes with the Space Launch System, it's been in development for 10 years, billions of dollars over budget. They're going to launch it for the first time later on this year. This is the way we're going to get people to the moon and beyond. Test of it is going to be next week, I think. Or no, this weekend, isn't it? I think it's this weekend.
I think so, yeah.
For the first time. Yeah. All right. So let's keep our fingers crossed for this, because there's a lot of great spirit that comes out of whatever NASA does. It does great things for our psyche in America. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is an actress and a radio personality. Also, I like her skill in astrology. And you look at the beginning of the new year and beginnings, new beginnings, whether that goes in sync with the calendar. I know you've been very optimistic about what you see close in. I mean, feeling your way forward into this month, into this quarter, into this year. You have, you know, and people are looking around and say, what the hell is she talking about? Look at the craziness in the electoral process and who's going to be president and all of the COVID stuff, and it's worse now, blah, 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 blah. Because people are holding on to those thoughts. I think that's why it's going this way, because you are holding on to those thoughts. I don't mean you, Laura. I'm talking about people that are listening to us.
Right. It was a woman we spoke to, Marcy, as a guest once, when was talking about how we're addicted to the adrenaline rush of negative news.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's 1,000 other stories being told right now that we don't see Lester Holt reporting on or CNN.
Nourish your mind and your body for the new year. People are all talking about losing weight. That's the body stuff. Okay. So what are you going to do equally that gives you a chance and understanding the aspects of your life, the astrological implications of where you are? There's nobody better than Laura to give you a great reading at StarGalNetwork.com, but just practically thinking about yourself and what you want.
Right.
Go ahead.
And we have so much going on in Capricorn right now. We've got Sun in Capricorn, Uranus, Mercury, Saturn, thank God, left Capricorn. That's given us a break. But this is a time for all of us to be building something. Capricorn is the sign of building in concrete terms something. So right now we should all be strategizing as we're locked away about what we want this new year. You know, go through those unconscious files of your mind or your closet and start to really bring light and consciousness. And of course, Doug, that's what you do every week on the show. And I'm so honored to be a part of it. But you know, it's messy and it's sticky to get in there and look underneath.
Are we talking about tangible goals, or are we talking about infinite goals?
No, with Aquarius is giving us a vision and inspiration opportunity.
And Capricorn is making us, in that month of January, as it's been forever, a time to be building and working. We're not on vacation. We're back. We're in that zone of, I've got to start my new year. I've got to build my new business. I've got to get this handled. We're all awake. We've come awake. We've had weeks of eating and festivity and family, as I have, to go unconscious. And now I'm like, oh, no, I've got to wake up. So it's a real awakening that's happening now. And it's a mess, the politics and the health and the viruses and the vaccines. But that's not what it's about. It's really about your inner world and how can you make your inner world better. And it's about looking at what are your strengths. What are your weaknesses?
Well, but, you know, it's easy to say that. How do we do it? But when you say it's all about that, then how do you instruct? In a good reading, do you instruct people? You don't just say, okay, you got to do this, 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 and this. Nothing drives me crazier than somebody say, well, you got to do this. Okay, fine. I get it. How do I do that? Bring me to the point.
Oh, it's consciousness. It's education is power. It's the first step is consciousness. I did a woman's chart yesterday. Incredible. She's an activist and an artist, and she's changing the world, and she's forgetting to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, you're a Sagittarius. You need frolic. You need joy. You need to go find a beach. You need to go out in nature. You need to take a bubble bath. Stop. Because you're going to slam into a wall and kill yourself. It's not a balance. You've got to keep your life in balance. I look for where Jupiter is. Where's the benefic energy that we can really harness and know that you can use on a daily basis? No. That Saturn, you know, is going to slam you against a wall no matter what you do and teach you, and you're going to teach others. But I guess, Jupiter, so that's what I look at.
A very good friend who is a former very, very well-known disc jockey who has what he describes as an outside interest in the unconscious mind. Mm. And he's come to this lately in life. He's got a theory about almost everything. One of the things is called his fingernail theory. While your fingernails are growing, they're part of you. When you trim them, they are gone. I thought that was kind of interesting, and that can apply to yesterday. It was a part of your life. Yesterday was an important part of your life. Today, it isn't.
It's gone. Let it go. Stop thinking about it. There's literally river banks in our brains that we set these thoughts over and over and over again. You have to retrain your thinking with post-it notes, with affirmations, with listening to CDs and tapes of powerful speakers, and retrain your mind.
Yep, very hard to do, but you got a good, you have a good hook on it when you chat with Laura. StarGalNetwork.com. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you. You're enlightening. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.